All right, staff, any readbacks?
Nope. We do have someone who attended after the public comment. Did you want to take a moment?
If there's a moment to have the attention of the guests, since I planned so well this morning, didn't anticipate the three routes of construction. So I apologize for missing the early discussion of, obviously it's going to be the GPS approach at the Joseph Airport. That is probably my most important goal to discuss and kind of get an update on kind of where the process was, what we have been told recently, and kind of what to expect and where to go from that. So I don't know if I have to identify myself again. Peter Benjamin with LifeLight Network. I work out of the LeGrand office, our LeGrand base.
Now, who are you representing?
LifeLight Network.
Okay, oh yeah.
Yes.
When you got close enough, I just finally saw, oh, there you go.
I can jump over here.
There you
go. I can just stand closer to everything else if you need. So I am part of the medical crew and the customer service manager representative for LifeLight in Eastern Oregon, essentially. I cover the Pendleton and LeGrand bases. Working with a lot of our EMS agencies, hospitals, and being involved as a community partner as well. I really liked Toby's presentation earlier today that, unbeknownst to me, we are considered as, you know, community partners. That is my job, that's my role, is to ensure that we're looked upon like that. So the GPS approach is something that is very important to us, especially at Joseph. The surrounding community and the hospital itself. We consider Willamette Memorial Hospital to be a great partner that we work with pretty much every day. And having the approach to get their patients out of this community is significantly important as well. We can't come in here and provide patient care that is necessary due to the limitations that this airport presents us, essentially. A little history that we have is, I've only been doing this role for about 3.5-4 years. Mm-hmm. So this kind of predates me. However, you know, 5 or 6 years ago, we were in some discussions with the state saying that the approach at Joseph State Airport was in the works. We were told it's 80%+ complete. Okay. It's in the final stages. Expect this thing to go through and it won't be an issue. What's that?
That was true at that time.
At that time.
Yes.
At that time. So
that was over 10 years ago from my understanding, because I just did the research on that.
Okay. 10 years. Man.
But now,
I don't even know if we were in this area 10 years ago with representatives.
Let
so
me fast forward to today, because we support GPS.
Yes.
Process is getting it locked in and rock solid and funded. So coming out of the master plan will scrub us through all the processes and tell us if there's any glitches or if there's anything mm-hmm. that prevents us from doing a GPS approach or whether it should be some other approach.
Mm-hmm.
And then if I write, we lock that suck. It's actually, do we actually list it on the capital improvement plan?
Yes, and the FAA will either tell us they can support it financially or we'll have to support it all financially.
Okay.
There's those two things.
Okay. So then we'll have to find funds for it, but we are very supportive
mm-hmm.
of getting her done. We got to lock it in on the master plan. That if it's locked on the master plan, then it doesn't ever get forgotten again.
Yes, and that, you know, we fully support that. We will be part of that process,
okay.
Hopefully,
all right.
To be a partner at the table. What we're trying to figure out is where did it go? You know,
I have no idea.
That's the frustration, not only from our administration, but the hospital as well. You know, not trying to bother the wrong people, because when you're told something, hey, we assume that that it's getting done. And then the latest update we got was a month after the feasibility study, or I'm not sure. I wasn't part of the conversation, so this is relayed to me. Just after the plan time frame closed, we got an update that it's still being looked at, essentially. The can's being kicked down the road.
Okay.
So now we're told nothing can be done until we have a master plan in place that locks it in,
yeah.
Which this all makes sense to us, but this has been 10 years, 5 to 6 years recently. My biggest question is, we will be here at the table for the master plan. What can we do to get this pushed through more quickly?
Okay, good question.
What you can do is participate. The FAA actually really needs to hear your point of view. We had a tough time getting this on the scope because they didn't realize this was an issue or a big issue, and nor did they seem to care. So we pushed it because we heard from our legislators that it was a big deal. I know that it has been looked at before and prior to all of us here, and 10 years ago it was looked at, and then it was pulled because of future development, not being able to move forward on the airport. And then if it was 5 years ago, then that was probably a discussion you had with just the operations department and not the whole agency.
Okay.
And then I'm not aware of that. But right now, we do need to pick that up. We don't just need to kick the can. We need to get a plan in place so that you can actually have a GPS approach to file to. The minimums may be very high. We understand this, but we need to get that done.
And it needs to be locked and approved by the board. I don't know if somewhere the conversations got in the staff works.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let us go.
Yes.
Take us by the nose and don't let us go.
Where's your cards?
Yes. This board, it gets approved by the board.
Yes.
Okay.
And that's where it needs to be. If it's not approved by the board, it's all just chit-chat. So we can't be let off the hook.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just keep right on our case. I'm local, call me, call these guys.
Okay.
Yeah.
Board contact information is listed on the website.
The which?
On oregon.gov/aviation. Mm-hmm. There's a state aviation board page.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to, and all of the board members are, their email and phone numbers are.
We're very harassable.
Harassable?
Yes.
And we're committed to this master plan.
I think everyone is, to be honest. I mean, I think the room is very much looking forward to the local interests and to, you know, to really improve what the process is and the capabilities in these local areas. We're very, very interested. How do we help? What gets the ball rolling to get something in play before the master plan comes in? It sounds like I chatted with Sarah when you guys were in the executive session, and I got to work with Sarah with the LeGrand master plan as well. So I'm very excited for this. It sounds like there's some steps being put in place to try to get this process in more quickly. I guess I'm asking, how do we do that one specific component faster?
Okay.
Badger the FAA right now.
So who is my contact? We have offered our aircraft free of charge to fly everything. We've offered as much as we can from an agency. I've also been told that, you know, we'll invest into this if we can. We have to look into the legal aspects of what it is, but it is that important to LifeLight Network to have this available to the community that, you know, we want this to be available for everybody. And it really does come down to, it's a patient care thing. One last thing before I let you guys go, because construction's still happening. This is the importance. Toby gave a presentation earlier today, and he had mentioned that he was a recipient of LifeLight's care. What Toby didn't tell you, and I hope that I'm okay in saying this, is Toby was not able to fly out of Joseph State Airport on a marginal flight day. He had to be driven all the way to LeGrand to meet a fixed wing to fly to Boise. That could have been his life.
Could have killed him.
So do you have any impact numbers, or do you have any historical as to before, after benefits, or how it could potentially,
you know, we've done this one.
You know, because that's one story that would
mm-hmm.
We do have that. The hospitals provided some of that data, and to Senator Hansel's office, which I have, because that's how I got this technical aspect added. But you guys can, since you have some pull, you can call flight procedures out of Boise, and I know you've done this on the coast too for one of the other coastal airports to push this ahead of their master plan. But they do need to hear from your level as well, because this is an ADO issue, this is a flight procedures
mm-hmm.
issue, but we're trying to wrap it into the district office as well, so it gets on our master plan. But you guys can can also directly contact Flight Procedures.
And I can help.
Okay.
There's better contacts than others. You know,
yeah.
Just and the front desk.
We'll poke to it. We'll poke around.
Okay.
Right now, you know, we were very much focused on getting a master plan.
Yep.
His voice
yep.
Find us. I'm not sure there's anything that we can do. We got, you know, we
just getting your attention today is the start.
Let us poke around.
Thank you.
She's done more airport management than I will ever do in my entire life. Has been there, done there, did it. Give her a couple months to kind mm-hmm. of snoop around. Mm-hmm. Maybe, I don't know if we can expedite. I wouldn't get your hopes up.
We're in it for the long term, obviously.
We'll poke around.
Can I get your, do you have your card, your contact? And I'm actually going to have my chief pilot, our aviation chief pilot. He's out of the Aurora office. I think that would be a better connection. More closely working and knows much more about the technicalities and.
And that's where it gets down to, is getting through the hoops. And,
yep,
and, yeah.
Yep. Thank you so much for hearing me for the last couple of minutes.
Well, thanks for waiting.
I do.
Okay.
That would be great.
Do you want to fill this out?
Yes, yes. Sorry.
So I know you provided public comment.
Okay, with that, any last comments? Pretty sure. Going once, going twice. Thank you for keeping me
late. I just gave up now, but I'm going to email you on my email and stuff so you know.
Perfect. Yeah. Awesome. Thank you so much.
It's still recording, so let me turn this off.